Blog Talk Radio.
I've been waiting so long for your hug, babe. Tender touch is what I'm wanting. Put your hands on me, baby. Ooh, you drive me crazy, baby. And I can't take no more. Sexy, you're all I ever wanted in a lady. Girl, can't you see? You're the one for me now, baby. Only one for me. And if I ask you to be mine forever, it wouldn't matter, cause I love you. You're my bride to be. In the future, girl, you're all I see. And I can't take no more. You're crazy. I'm crazy over you. I am. And ain't nothing you can do about it. You heard me? I love you, baby.
Come on, now, that's what I'm talking about. We ready to get this thing started tonight. My co-host will be calling in here in a minute, but I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. You know, it's good to be able to say we're the real relationship talk show with no filters. Heard in 18 countries, seen in those countries as well, and we're just so excited to be a part of this. I am the relationship guru. I don't hold back. I want to share some things with you, so we want you to be a part of it. We want you to be interactive. I said a few minutes ago, we want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by definitely. That's what you say, definitely. Making sure I call out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, ask you your location, then you offer your conversation, offer your expertise, offer simply your question. And that's what it's all about. We want to, again, give a shout-out to those individuals that slowly join us on Instagram. We got Mr. Bluefly underscore 1914, a member of my fraternity, probably Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Blue Five, you know, my brother. That's what it's all about. Then we have Miss Reese underscore 2. Thank you as well. I'm going to give you a wave right quick before I get to giving all the information to get our show started tonight. It is so important to be here because we have a vessel to share the word, get the word out. The call-in number we just gave to you so you can chat with. But you can also check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/wbsw_internet_talk_radio. WBSW, I just want you to know what it is. We're the voice of the Smith Wave production. So we're so glad to be able to bring the many shows that we have to you. Hopefully some knowledge is gained. If not, hopefully it'll wake up something inside of you, say, with the topic we're talking about, that you can say, well, I need to check that out. I need to go back and reassess myself. And that's what it's all about. Now, if you want to check us out, we have four devices working tonight. We have Blog Talk Radio, and I gave you the number. We also have Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. Then we're also Instagram. Tonight we're using Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville. Let me say it again, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Instagram. So we're so glad to have that opportunity to come before you. If you want to also follow up, if you want to check out our other Instagram channels or media outlet, you can as well. You can check us out on WBSW_internet_radio. Lorenza D. Smith 15. Coach Lorenza D. Smith. Sorry, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on our Twitter account, we have several Twitter accounts. And we want you to check at the Smith Way Production, at Dr. Lowe Show with the number one, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. As I said earlier, we're heard in 18 countries, including the United States, and north of the borders of the United States, we have listeners in Canada, as well as south of the border, we have listeners in Mexico. So we're very excited to get the word out. We're very excited this vessel is sharing things, and individuals all over the world is listening what we're doing. Now, if you want to come and check out some of our shows in the form of on-demand episode, you can go to Facebook, you can go to our Twitter account, you can go to Instagram. We post it on Google+. We post it on LinkedIn. We post it on YouTube. We post it on Blog Talk Radio through our radio station. We use all of those opportunities to get the word out. So we look to have an awesome night tonight on our show. Again, our title for tonight's show is Why Am I Having, you ask yourself, a hard time finding a healthy relationship? Ask yourself, why am I having a hard time finding a healthy relationship? As soon as the team and my co-hosts join me, I'll get a chance to give them that raving introduction I always do. But I want to give a shout out to those individuals. They here might not be able to make it tonight, but we want to give them a shout out. Hails from the state of Texas, specifically the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We call him Doctor. He's our pastor. None other than Pastor Doctor, listen to me, Eddie Pratt. He's always joining. He's a relationship strategist and also a relationship coach. If you want to make contact with him, you can. You can take an opportunity to go to Facebook. That's Eddie Pratt. And you can get all the information how to contact him out of the state of Texas. Also joining us from time to time, this young lady is out of the state of California. She's in the streets working hard in Oakland, California. She's the founder and the CEO with her twin sister, Owning My Own Truth Behavior, Cognitive Opportunity, where we can work with you in the streets of Oakland. But besides that, her ministry is to make sure she works with people anywhere, anywhere you are, none other. You can go to her Facebook page, Tina Robinson, and you can connect with her as well. Also, another co-host that's joined us from time to time, this young lady been with us for a little while, about a month or two. She actually come on and be a part of it. I'm so glad to have her. She's an author. She's a life coach, the owner of a professional team in the category of semi-pro, River Region Generals. And I understand they're in the playoff for that level of professional and semi-pro. None other than Sarita Duncan. Those are individuals that join me as co-hosts. I'm looking forward to having them whenever they call in because we're doing this remote. So I'm sitting up in the studio making sure we get the sound out and making sure it does what it's supposed to. So that's what it's all about. I want to, again, thank all those people that join us on Facebook, join us as well on Instagram, on Blog Talk Radio. Give a shout-out for Carol Davis. She's joining us. Thank you, Carol, so much. It's so good to have her on because I said when we was beginning to blossom, Carol was there. She talked with her relatives to come on, who has a foundation up in Huntsville, Alabama, and they came on and offered us. And each year during the spring, they have this major event. And if you want to know more about it, I'll make sure Carol get it to me so I can post it on each one of my social media outlet, so you'll get a chance to see if you're up in the area, you can be a part of that. All right, again, why am I having a hard time finding a healthy relationship? Let's be real. Let's have real talk. We want you to be a part of the 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to give your location and offer your expertise. You'll get a chance to chat with me and everybody else will get a chance to hear your question, your comment, and that's what it's all about. We want to hear from you as well. All right, let's start off with understanding what is a healthy relationship. Earlier, as a show I had earlier at 1 o'clock, we talked about what a healthy relationship. There are several things can be identified as characteristics for a healthy relationship. And I want you to think about it for a second. I just want you to think about that while I do what I normally have to do. We have our Black History Moment on this segment and every segment we have. And we want to recognize individuals who are making impactful things or have made impactful things in our country. And I focus on members of my fraternity, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. I can do a show in 2 or 3 years of individuals who have made impact. But this young man hails out of, you know, the state of California. Actually, New York, but he moved to California. This young man is a producer. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's also known to many as Flex. My fraternity brother out of San Francisco, University of San Francisco, Kappa Delta Sigma chapter, none other than Mark, which y'all didn't know his name, Mark, Flex Alexander Knox. He's known with Flex and Shanice, which is his wife. He has played on One-on-One. You remember that was in play many years ago. Man in the Mirror, the Michael Jackson story. Snakes on the Plane. Snakes on a Plane. Juice. Gas. And Homeboys in Outer Space. So glad to have this young man. We can take this opportunity as a part of our fraternity, but to showcase him, none other than Mark Flex Alexander Knox, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, so we're giving them a shout-out. We're going to get back to what is a healthy relationship. I'm going to give you a couple of things I think so important that you should pay close attention to. One of the things that is so important is communication. A healthy relationship, you must have communication. If you're having a problem and struggling with communication in that relationship, it no longer considered to be healthy. It's an unhealthy relationship. Communication requires me not only just to talk to you, but to listen to what you have to say. All healthy relationship requires communication. A healthy relationship requires communication to be positive, whether I'm verbal or nonverbal. whether I'm verbal or nonverbal. If I'm coming to you, I got to be able to articulate. Nonverbal, my movement, my actions. You know, people used to tell me this when I would sit up in conference throughout my years as an educator, when I go to conference, and they say, you put on about 10 to 15 different faces while you're sitting there, because I react to what people say. And my response sometimes is nonverbal. It's not always verbal. So you have to be careful. Recognize the partner or the friend or the family member and what's their cue in communication. Some people are strong in communication. Some people are not. I'm not saying you can't have a healthy relationship with somebody who's not strong in the area of communication, but it is important. It is not hard to be able to, when I'm talking, you're listening. And when you're talking, I'm listening. Common courtesy. That way we can agree to disagree. But we can't have a healthy relationship when we're not able to talk to each other and take what the other individuals say for nourishment, whether you like it or not. And what I mean about that is they go, the idea is that nourishment, they are able to articulate what they need to articulate to you. But when you always want to be the one that's talking, you know, I say even on a job, you have a relationship on a job is important. Because, yes, there are some people hired as supervisors that may give directives, but there's going to be times where there's supervisors who have shared leadership when they allow you to articulate back to them. Because they don't know everything that's going on wherever you're working. You have to be able to communicate with them. In your family, a lot of people do some things that do one particular thing that's awesome in the family. And that seems like that's a healthy relationship in the family. That is, they have family meetings. Before COVID-19 just ravaged and still ravaging our community, taking lives every day, we was having family meetings. That way we could share our point of view. You may not agree with what I'm saying, but I'm able to share it to you so I can agree to disagree. And that's what a relationship is all about, communication. It's a tier, it's a characteristic of a healthy relationship. The second thing is sharing. See, through communication, we're able to share our knowledge. And that individual should be able to share their knowledge with you, share our belief. See, by having the opportunity to communicate, we create some mutual values, because I have values, you have values. So sharing what we have allow us to be successful. The next thing I think is so important, and you will too, respect. If you're in a relationship and you think it's a healthy relationship and that individual disrespects you, that person have no problem hurting you, that person have no problem humiliating you, that's not a healthy relationship. That is scary. As long as they can do that to you, they feel like they control you. If you're in a relationship and someone is thinking they're controlling you, or you allow them to control you, that's unhealthy. We go back to one of the things we always say is so important about the characteristics of ourselves and how we should be and how we put ourselves, project ourselves in a healthy relationship is self-love. That's a characteristic that you should have, that you a trait you should have that you should be able to understand. You should love yourself. And if you have somebody in a relationship that disrespect you, they can't love you. You know, something used to happen a long time ago when children were being disciplined. And I was one of those children that was being disciplined back in the day. And my mom always told me, I'm doing this because I love you. It's going to hurt me more than it hurt you. I don't know where that thinking come from. It's going to hurt me, and you put in something on me. It might be a belt. It might be whatever. I ain't going to go into all the things. A broom out. I'm just being real. If you didn't grow up in that time, that's fine. But I'm just telling you, parents used to tell us, this going to hurt me more than it hurts you. And I tell you, that's a lie. We have to keep that mind in a relationship. It's all about respect. If a person feels comfortable hurting you, humiliating you, disrespecting you, abusing you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, that's not healthy. That's not healthy. The next thing is trust. See, a healthy relationship requires trust. And if you're in a relationship and there's no trust, then you have a problem. I always tell people, and from my experience in my lifetime, if I can't trust myself, you shouldn't be able to trust me neither. If I go somewhere where I go to a meeting or a place or entertainment and I can't trust myself not to keep my hands to myself and all over other people, then you shouldn't trust me. I'm not showing trustworthy. This is not something that you automatically say, wake up in the morning. Trust, being trustworthy means hard work, people. Is you ready to put the work in? What is a healthy relationship? The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your location, then offer your thoughts about this. Share that. You'll get a chance to chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the relationship guru. Dr. Lo, it's so good. We got a couple, few other people joining us. Let me give a shout-out to M. If I can wave at him, M. Dillon, 1874. Thank you for joining us. It's so glad to have you as a part of this tonight. Another important part of a healthy relationship is commitment. Come on now. People don't understand how important commitment is. In a healthy relationship, if you're not committed, are you not all in, 100% is not going to work. And a relationship is just not a romantic relationship. Even in your family, that's a relationship. Even with your friend or your friendship, that's a relationship. Even if it's a life partner, that's a relationship. Even if it's a marriage, that's a relationship. Even if you're dating, that's the start of a relationship. You have to be committed. You have to know what commitment is. Your definition may be different from my definition, but when we get together, we should be able to talk about what commitment means to me and what it means to you. You can't be afraid of it. We talk about vulnerability. If you want to be happy and in a relationship, when you're seeking a life partner, seeking, some people say, a spouse, you may have to go through a period of vulnerability. But vulnerability has nothing to do with how committed you are. That means you're going to allow your inner self to work its way to your outer self so that person can experience what's so important. As we talk about what is a healthy relationship, we have to go back and discuss those characteristics that are so important to any relationship. I talked about them in a manner just talking about was a healthy relationship. But these are the things that are so important to a relationship. These are considered to be traits. And if you do this, you can have a loving, long-lasting, and a strong relationship. You must be able to, again, go back to what I said earlier about self-love. The best relationship or the most healthy relationship you should have is with yourself. If you don't like being around yourself, why would you assume somebody else want to be around you? So you have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else? How are you going to give them the gift of love? The most important gift you can give to another individual, the vulnerability of yourself, which is the gift of love, because love comes from your heart and your soul. When it comes from the internal side, it sets up a state of mind where you know what love is. A relationship is all about being healthy, long-lasting, and strong. So you have to make sure you love yourself first. You got to look in that mirror and be comfortable with what you see in that mirror. You shouldn't have a problem with looking and seeing, I like what I see. If you're not happy, okay, my nose is not where I want it to be, so I need to go get a nose job. My chin is not like I want to be, so I got to get some more cosmetic surgery. You got to love what you see. That means you love yourself. But when you love yourself from the internal self, it projects out and radiates to other people. The next one is so important. We had mentioned trust, being trustworthy. If you're not trustworthy, you're not going to be successful. Honesty is one we always have a tendency to forget. You know, I look at a lot of court shows and people come on, even though it's small claims court, and they have no problem lying. They have no problem lying. I can tell you, if they can get before that judge or that person, that mediator, whoever it is, and lie, they'll darn sure lie to you. How honest is that person? How honest are you? How honest are you? Ask yourself that. We want to add willingness. A good characteristic of a relationship is willingness. I am willing to do whatever it takes to make this relationship successful. I'm planning on being dedicated, devoted. Those are those characteristics you have to check. Do a box where you check off the box, and that way you understand you can have a healthy relationship. All right, we're going to move forth and look at a statement and a question I thought was so important. It said, how do you know that I have a healthy relationship with someone? Because the things we share, you're able to communicate, we're able to share, we're able to respect each other, we are able to trust each other, we value each other, we encourage each other, we work toward empowering each other. All of these things are so important. If those things are being radiated through the relationship or coming out of the relationship, you're in the right relationship. You got the right one now. And we have to keep that in mind. We have to make sure we understand that it's so important that we continue to be in a position to really, truly, truly say, I love you, and I want to be in a relationship. See, one of the things, and I just said, would be another thing that runs and people can't quite wrap their hand around. It's so small. It's so little. Real talk. This is it. This is real talk. Want to. I want to be in a relationship with you. It ain't by coincidence. I'm willing to put in the work. That's what a healthy relationship with someone is all about. You know you're ready for that person, and that's the right person. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the relationship guru. I'll just ask you to leave if your name, if you're comfortable, or share with us your location and then offer your thoughts, your pretty much your expertise, and ask your question. Also on Facebook, if you feel comfortable enough, if you want to type your question, please type it in. It might be something burning that you need to type in. Put it in the comment section. On Instagram, put it in the comment section, and I will answer your question. If you're not comfortable calling in, you definitely can do it that way, and I will respond to it before we close this show out. The next thing we want to focus on is that what are some signs of a healthy relationship? I'm going to tell you some signs of a healthy relationship. There are several, but I'm going to focus on about four of them. The C. Renee Antonio. I'm going to get it right. C. Renee Antonio. We'll make sure. If I didn't get it right, let me know. Type down that said, this is the way it's supposed to be. But we want to make sure we recognize you for joining us, C. Renee, at this time. All right, these are four signs of a healthy relationship. These are four signs. But I'm going to share more than four. Again, remember when I said what is a healthy relationship is all about? Open communication. You should be able to communicate with your partner. You should be able to share things with your partner. Shouldn't be a problem. You got to be open. You got to be able to share. If you're uncomfortable with doing that, then 9 times out of 10, that relationship from the beginning won't be healthy. You want a healthy relationship. Again, we get back to that word, trust. I don't even need to go back over it again. Trust. If I can't trust you, then I can't be with you. No filters. I can't be with you. I can't trust you to make me happy, then I can't be with you. If you're making me unhappy, that means that there's a problem there. So you have to make sure you have the trust for your partner, that both of y'all are going to share from that, because it's nothing but a benefit. The next thing is a sense of yourself as a separate person. You got to remember, you're an individual in a relationship. The goal is you have to be yourself in that relationship. You have to be authentic in that relationship. You have to be real in that relationship. Like you say, keep it 100. That's what you have to be. But you still have to be yourself. Don't go in that relationship trying to be what that person told you from the beginning, what they like. Now you're going to be a chameleon. Form yourself in that way so you can get in the door and be in the right eyes of the person. Be yourself. Communicate about what you're comfortable with. Communicate with what you're not comfortable with. If you're not ready to put the work in, don't tell that person you're willing to do that. Don't have them thinking you're willing to put in the work, but you're truly not ready to put it in. Because what you're going to do is something we ask you not to do. You eventually are going to hurt, humiliate, abuse, disrespect that person because you weren't all in. The old saying that you are 80% out and 20% in will not work in a healthy relationship. The next thing is you have to be ensuring that your the curiosity that you have, you got to be able to share with that person. Curiosity is another one. You got to be able to do that. You might be curious about something. Be able to share it with your partner so you can have a healthy relationship. You got to be able to live with time apart. Y'all may not be together with each other all the time. You might have to go, he might have to go to a conference. You might have to go to a conference. Is he not a, you might not be able to go with him because your work duties won't allow you to do that. So you have to keep that in mind. A healthy relationship has some hallmark things like what I'm saying. Being able to still trust and believe in each other when you're not apart. Still able to love that person when you're not apart. You got to have some playfulness and be lighthearted. It's one of the things I always tell individuals, I'm going to tell a joke, I'm going to laugh, keep you laughing. I'm going to be playful with you. I'm going to do some things I feel that keeps you excited. And if it don't keep you excited, you tell me. If you tell me, that way I can put the work in to make it better. Physical intimacy. You got to hold a hand, bro. Queen, you got to hold his hand. Don't sit around and wait. Sometimes you miss out on having a healthy relationship when you sit around and wait on somebody else to do it. There's nothing wrong with you doing it. Because some people need that. Everybody not in a position to step forward and lead. In a relationship, there's going to be a balance there. You may have to lead on some things. And you have to go be romantic. You have to buy flowers. You have to do some small, simple things. I always tell people in a relationship, in the midst of the day, text her. She maybe can't get a phone right now, but whenever she get a break, she'll pick her phone and say, oh, send her a flower. Call her and say, I'm just thinking about you. The little thing about it, like in the morning when they leave out of the house and they dress and looking real nice, and instead of you saying, where you going, you know she's going to work, say, you're looking nice. You're looking beautiful, young lady. I like that question. How do you share your curiosity? You know, curiosity, as you know, the definition of curiosity is that something that we want to try. I'm curious about this, so I want to talk about it. I'm curious about how you feel about us doing certain things. That's how you want to show your curiosity. You have to communicate curiosity to that person. You don't hold it back. You don't hold it in. You have to make sure you communicate the curiosity that you have. You can't be afraid. The next stage is teamwork. And I truly, truly think in between communications, teamwork is so important. Everybody can't work on the team. A healthy relationship requires you to work together. You know, one of the things that a lot of our assembly plants, and I know particularly in our companies like the automobile industry, you know, they have what they call teams. And there may be five on a team. And those five, you will have to work with that team. You have to put all your, so that becomes your family on the job. You put all this anger on the side, all this, put it away because the team is not going to work. It means that you got to come to work every day. You can't afford to take a day off because that hurts the team. In a relationship, you can't take no day off. You got to work every day. Every day you have to work on this relationship. Work on it being a healthy relationship. Because it's easy to work on an unhealthy relationship. All you have to do is lack communication, lack respect, lack physical touch, lack intimacy. All you have to do, it's easy to do that, but it's hard work to do that. You do having a healthy relationship. All of these things I'm sharing with you are signs that you know you're in a relationship that can be successful. And that's what it's all about. Now, let's talk about a few things about an unhealthy relationship. And we won't spend a whole lot of time on it, but sometimes we have to be able to identify what kind of relationship we have. And without further ado, I'm looking at my board now, and I see one of the co-hosts who's able to join us right now. Hails from that state of Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We call him Dr. The Pastor, none other than Eddie Pratt. How you doing, Pastor Pratt?
I'm doing good, brother. Sorry I had to sign on late. Had to take care of a little business that extended before a little bit beyond the start of the show. But so glad to be with you tonight.
Man, I'm so glad to have you tonight. Man, I tell you, it's so important. You know, sometimes we had to prop each other up and make sure we move this thing on. So I want to just move it on. We're at the point now, we just talked about some signs of a healthy relationship. Before we move to an unhealthy relationship, I want you to jump in right there where you can share your thoughts about signs of a healthy relationship.
Okay. So I think that four things, actually. I think what are important is that before entering into a relationship, you probably mentioned this before, is first of all starting off that you have a healthy relationship with yourself first. And then
yes, sir.
The way to know, we're talking about ways of knowing you have a healthy relationship, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, so when you have a healthy relationship, I believe that person is not trying to change who you are, not trying to make you something that you're not, and that will not try to disrupt your foundational principles and disrupt your purpose. When you have someone that complements those things, complements who you are, complements your foundational principles, and complements the purpose that you have in life, I believe that that constitutes a healthy relationship. And that umbrella, up under that umbrella, is healthy communication. That is resolving conflict, and resolving conflict in a way where there's forgiveness, there's not grudges being held, and there is working, as you said, as a team. You're moving together and listening to each other and working together and setting goals together as a couple.
That's awesome. I tell you, Pastor Pratt, you know, you sometimes great minds just stay on the same track and move forward with it. You know, one other thing I would like for you to kind of just share your thoughts about physical intimacy. How that can be displayed to show that these are signs of a healthy relationship.
Okay, so intimacy for the context of a healthy relationship, I believe intimacy is dealing with those five love languages, whatever they are that are necessary for each person individually. I think that it's important for each person to speak the love language of their partner. And I believe that that creates intimacy. Therefore, if your partner's love language is quality time, spending that quality time the way your partner needs that that's intimacy. If it's words of affirmation, give that person, your partner, those words of affirmation, and that's intimacy. And I think that we have to make sure that we separate intimacy from, of course, intimacy can be physical too, like physical touch, but I'm talking about intimacy like holding hands or locking arms together or watching a movie and leaning on each other's shoulders and that type of thing. But I think it is, and that leads to a more intimate physical or you know, physical engagement if you have those other areas of intimacy. Intimacy really, I believe, starts with two people connecting mentally and emotionally and spiritually.
Yes, sir. Okay, there you go. There you go. I tell you, Doc, that's exactly what, you know, when you're talking about it, sometimes it's the small things. And too many times we get caught up trying to do the big things to show how intimate our relationship is, how physical our relationship is, just the little things. And I just gave a few examples earlier, you know, sending a text, you know, throughout the day, texting, calling, doing things. Make sure you take care of the small things so you start going out on about the big things or get the big things so you can feel like we're now in an intimate point. We have to keep in mind when we're dealing with individuals, it don't take a whole lot to make them happy. We have to always keep it in mind. But the many little things you take for granted can really make them unhappy. So you have to spend a lot of time on those things. Don't forget about them because they are important to the success of a healthy relationship. Now, we're going to share the first signs that you should recognize that you're in an unhealthy relationship. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 and make sure you let us know your location as well as you're comfortable with giving us your name and your expertise on the topics we're talking. You're now joining Pastor Pratt as well as myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. It is so good to be before you, and I'm going to give this shout out before we look toward answering that next, share some thoughts on that next question. What is the first sign of an unhealthy relationship? Join us on the line. We're going to give a shout out to Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, the founder of Behind the Mask Ministry. Denise, thank you. She's typing all her words in. She's commenting on Facebook, and she's definitely sharing some awesome things. And she even said about consistency. Be consistent in what you're doing. And I think that's real important. We're talking about looking for hallmark traits for a healthy relationship. Every woman wants the man to be consistent. Every woman wants their partner to be consistent in what you're doing. That's why I said don't take the little things for granted. You can consistently tell them you love them every day, every hour. You can consistently send a text. You can consistently go by the job and say, I want to take you to lunch or bring them lunch. Just the little things that spark that intimacy up inside of that individual. We have to think about doing the small things. But consistency is so important. Don't start it. Don't do it one time and don't do it anymore. You have to consistently do it over and over again. Pastor Pratt, I hope you have a problem. He always shared this with us. I like to make sure I have the ability to share with you what say about you and your wife. No matter, you have something consistent that you do, and that is, on Saturday morning, you get up and you cook her breakfast, and it don't matter what the situation was on Friday night, you're going to do that. That's consistency.
Correct. That's correct.
See, people got, and that leads to a healthy relationship. Look how small that is. I'm not looking down, but I'm just saying it is not out there going by in a car. It is not out there
right.
going by in a mink coop. It is not going out there taking them to Europe. It's just simply being consistent about this relationship being healthy.
Let me add.
Go ahead on.
I wanted to add too, brother, is that we have to keep in mind that the little things are actually big things.
Yes, sir.
Because the little things, if that little thing is important, and we may see it as a little thing, or we need to see it as the thing that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yes, sir.
For instance, her love language is, my wife's love language is acts of service. So if I fix, when I fix her breakfast in the mornings on Saturdays, and because we've been working from home, I've been doing it.
Yeah.
I've been fixing breakfast for her all week. And so
mm-hmm.
it's actually graduated from just on Saturday to about
every,
6 or 7 days a week, you know. And so I have, when it's somebody, when it's your partner's love language, it may seem like a little thing to you, but it's a big thing to her or big thing to him. And I think it's important that we keep that in mind, because whatever it is that makes them feel loved, that's a big deal. And that the
yes,
consistency
sir.
Is the big deal.
Yes, sir. And I tell
you just mentioned,
see, that's the thing.
As you just mentioned.
Yes, sir. That's one thing we have to be able to do. What? Listen. See, we have to listen. And once we hear things, because when you're doing those things that we consider little things, but they are big things, because you're going to have a great opportunity to do many of those compared to not being able to do the one-time hit slam of a thing, the splash thing. You can always do that. And I always tell, I try to tell guys, it's important that, just as Pastor Fred said, you know, you have a mate, a spouse, a partner, and you have a task, an opportunity to spend time with them, and it's good to get up and go cook breakfast. And don't do it just one time so you can keep us, get us smiling. You do it many more times, even if you're not the greatest cook in the world. Sometimes it's easy to boil an egg, and you have to know how to do that too. It's easy to put some toast in the oven or in your toaster. It's easy to take something and put it in the microwave. It's easy to take fruit and cut up fruit. You see how easy that is? It don't take you to be a chef, and we have to keep that in mind. The little things are so important for the success of a healthy relationship. Pastor Pratt, we're going to look at some first signs of an unhealthy relationship. I want everybody to keep in mind, when we talk about signs of unhealthy relationship, they come rushing at you. It's up to you to recognize them as they come to you. Physical abuse. That is unhealthy.
Absolutely.
When your partner physically abuse you through screaming and shouting at you, up in your face. You know, one thing about COVID-19 did for us is put people 6 feet back. So you can't get up in my face, and when you come that close to me, there's going to be some things going to have to happen then. But when you abusing people, putting your hands on them, you cannot raise a grown person. Most of the time, if you're trying to raise them, you need to be raised yourself.
That's it.
See, that's the problem with a man or either a woman who wants to put their hands on people, because you won't do what you ask them to do. Or they want to scream and shout and holler at you because you won't do what they want them to do. You have to be able to make a mind. That's why we said earlier that your individuality is important in a healthy relationship. And you have to have somebody that's you in that relationship can understand that we're both individual. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Pratt. I always used to tell my educators, my teachers, I always tell them, you may have 32 children in the class, but you have 32 individuals, and you have to teach 32 individuals.
That is correct.
In a relationship, is two individuals in there. My principle, my foundation principle, may be different from yours. My values might be different from yours, but if I want a healthy relationship and choose to be in that relationship, our values need to become mutual.
Yes.
Based on my individuality. You have to recognize that, and once you recognize that person's not even looking at you being an individual, looking at you as property in some cases, you need to give them the gift of goodbye.
Yes, sir.
I want to bring that back. The gift of goodbye. I think Sister Tina may have said, I can't remember, but I know someone said the gift of goodbye.
Yeah, I shared that with you a couple of weeks ago. Yeah,
you did it. Tell them you got to say bye. You got to say bye. When you want to start putting their hands on you. Go ahead on, Doc.
So what I wanted to add on to what you're saying, here's what I take couples through, and some people feel like these are questions that are too early, like if they're just starting out. But here's what I think, and I could really, really appreciate this about my wife. When we were dating, early in our conversations, she asked me a question. And I know where she was coming from is because she was coming from the biblical reference of it. And so let me break this down. In the Bible, in Ephesians 5, it talks about wives, respect your husband. And it talks about how husbands should love their wives the way Christ loved the church. Now, from that biblical context, my wife asked me at the time we were dating, she asked me, what does disrespect look like to you?
Oh, come on.
Because the worst thing to do to a man is to disrespect him. The worst thing to do to a woman is to not show her love. And the physical or mental abuse that you just mentioned is not loving her. Or vice versa, if she's doing that to a man, it's disrespecting him.
Yep.
See, a man is more concerned about being respected than love. There are women that love him all of the time, but a man needs the respect of a woman, and vice versa. A woman needs to be loved and cherished. And so I think it's important in a healthy relationship, when you know that you're dealing with an unhealthy relationship, if first of all, if you have a conversation when you are in the stages of getting to know each other. And here's what I really appreciate about her. She wrote down what I said disrespect looks like to me.
All right.
She wrote it down.
Come on now.
So if she gets angry with me, and I can be dead wrong, she does not do those things that are on that list. Because you can be angry with someone. A woman can be angry with a man without emasculating him.
Yep.
But the fact that she asked me that question early in the getting to know each other, and I've talked to couples about the importance of doing this, and a lot of them feel like, well, you know, it's probably too early to ask that question. The best time to ask that question is before you get into some conflict with each other.
Come on.
While you're finishing each other's sentences and we skipping down the road, liking each other and all of that kind of stuff like that, eventually you are going to hit a crossroads where you reach some conflict. And there needs to be some ground rules before you have the conflict. And so just like what she explained, what I explained to her, look, was what my, and see, that's individual also. My definition of disrespect may be different from another man's disrespect, but in my relationship, she wrote down what disrespect looks like to me, and I wrote down what not loving her looks like to her, so that I know to keep the relationship healthy and not let it venture into an unhealthy place. We already got the ground rules.
Yeah, what I'm talking about, Pastor. Speak, not only teach, but preach it, sir. Come on, go ahead and talk with us now.
Because it's just like if you enter into let's look at basketball as an example.
Okay.
When the players come out on the court, they know the rules.
Yep.
They've studied the rules. When you violate the rules, it's a foul. If you do it intentionally, it's a technical foul.
Wow. Come on now.
If there's a lot of force behind that technical foul, you might get put out the game.
Come on now.
There lies the gift of goodbye. So it's important. Woo! It's important to know, and I think this is the kind of we don't date right. We don't find out what buttons not to push.
Mm-hmm.
If a person knows your buttons and they push them anyway, you're moving into an unhealthy. That's an unhealthy relationship. And we should not just go into relationships and not have these kinds of questions and thoughts and knowledge, because you learn something about somebody when you say to them, "Hey, look, this right here is a deal breaker for me. This right here, these three or four things, that's not loving me or that's disrespecting me." And if that person does those things and has knowledge of it, that's unhealthy, and you need to get yourself out of that.
Come on now, I'm telling you, Pastor, you hit it on the head, man. It's so important that the little things are so important. We always, as Pastor Pratt said, going into a relationship, we have all the perfect perfume, that we have on the nice clothes, we have everything on that we want people to see us as, but asking the question if I want to be in a relationship, because see, if you're just going into a relationship to get one thing, you might not need to ask the question. We call the button push question. See, you don't need to, because you're looking for one particular thing. But if you're going into that relationship, seeing it as something or seeing it as a relationship that this person, through each steps of the relationship traits, I'll be able to say, I want this person to be my life partner. So I got to start off from the beginning asking the right questions.
And let me tell
finding
you.
Finding out. Yes.
When she asked me that question and pulled out a pen and a piece of paper, not texting, not writing it on her phone. When that sister wrote that stuff down, I immediately in my head, I started ring shopping. I said, this is the one. Thank you, Lord.
That's what I'm talking about.
She changed the whole game. She changed the whole game. Let me tell you how I describe my wife. I was searching for a star, and the Lord sent me a franchise ball player.
Oh, come on, Doc. Woo, say it again for him, Doc. I want them to hear that again.
I was looking for a starter, and the Lord sent me a franchise ball player.
Woo, come on. Oh, boy, I tell you, that's what we're talking about right there. See, you need a game changer. You know, Doc said that, a game changer. There's a song out, I know, used to play it, Game Changer.
Mm-hmm.
A game changer don't come every day. God going to send you the game changer.
Right.
The question is, are you ready for the game
are
changer?
Are you ready for it? That's right.
And once just that, just, you know, that what Doc said then just got me going. And I'm saying, man, is that the reason why I'm saying why I'm having a hard time? You know, because I have to ask myself, truly, truly, have I ran into the game changer?
Have I ran into the person?
Yes, go ahead on, Doc.
Let me share something with you that was different for me. While
mm-hmm.
I was working on myself, this
mm-hmm.
was long before I met her, I changed my prayer. Here's what I think is the difference. When we talk about why can't we find, I think the question needs to be, what do I need to bring? See,
come on.
I began, let me tell you what I began praying for. See, here's what most people do. We pray for what we want. I want a woman
mm-hmm.
this way, or I want a man that does it. I want
mm-hmm.
all of these things. And I think that's good to have. And when I take individuals through their personal assessments, I find out, what do you desire in a partner? What do you desire in a boyfriend or a girlfriend? What do you desire in a husband? Because everybody that I counsel, they're not looking for marriage. So what kind of person, what qualities are you looking for? But then there's another question I ask them. What challenges do you bring to the relationship? See, the list is always about what they need to have for you. Now, here's what I began to pray about. Before, and this was 3 years before I met my wife, I stopped praying for what I want because he knows what I want. He knows what I need without me telling him. But I made my request known. But here's how I changed my prayer. I said, Lord, prepare me for the woman that you have for me. So that's
awesome.
A different prayer. So prepare me for what I have not seen. Prepare me for the woman that you've already chosen for me.
Yes.
Let me explain that to you. God started changing me and altering my thinking and my actions, the way I used to do stuff and the way I would date or all of that started changing. And when I met her, I was already positioned mentally to be what she needed me to be for her.
Yes.
Because
yes,
God already
yes.
took care of what I needed.
Come on now, Pastor.
But awesome. I needed to be, I asked him to transform me and to prepare me. In other words, make me what she needs instead of always asking for what I want and what I need.
Exactly. And I tell you, that's awesome. Pastor Fred, let me tell you who I have live on Facebook. She made a request to be live. And I went on to approve. I think I called off guard because she had to do about 10 different things to get ready. None other than the ministry, Denise Stephanie. She's joining us live. Yeah, and She's doing some things to get ready. You hear a lot of movement in the background, but she's trying to get ready. She's at work trying to do her job. But we're so glad that Minister Denise was able to join us. And before
Amen.
We go into Father, you know, she may have some words she might want to share right here because she's been coming throughout Facebook. So if she want to take this opportunity to say something, then she can flick off and go on back and make all that money. She can do that, but right now I would, you know, it just I wouldn't be happy and wouldn't allow her to have an opportunity since when brought
Amen.
Alive to kind of share some things. Minister Denise,
Amen.
You have that opportunity now.
everyone. God bless you. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
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 Okay. Well, what I want to say is I was thinking about what Eddie said about asking those questions and how sometimes when you do ask those questions, Eddie, that people seem to think that, wow, that's a lot. That's too much too soon. But what you're saying is that go ahead and ask the questions because it's good to know if we're on the same track.
Yeah.
Like, if your mindset is, I'm just, you're really just looking for a casual partner, and my mindset is, hey, well, my reason for dating is to look for a life partner. So why not ask the question?
Yes.
And so you want to ask the question.
And another thing you talked about, the level of consistency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pet peeve of mine when a person's not consistent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Minister Denise, we really, really appreciate you jumping in right now. Like I said, I know you have to, you know, but Brother Pratt, we're going to, you know, kind of continue on and talk a little bit about what Minister Denise says, her pet peeve, about consistency.
Okay.
You know, the thing about when Pastor Pratt shared with us about asking those questions, then Minister Denise came and talked about it. The consistent thing about that is to make sure whatever relationship you're going into, you're able to ask those questions from the beginning.
Thank you so much.
What is so important is two things Pastor Pratt said, and I think we missed this, and I think we need to teach our boys as well as young ladies this, about love. Women need love.
Yeah.
They need love. Now, we need respect.
Right.
And consistency.
And through the process, I'm going to add that consistency. If you consistently capable of loving that person able to love you, respect will definitely be in there. They're not going to disrespect you when they love you. Now, when a person abuses you and while they beating you or doing verbally abusing you, and say, I love you, you have to do as Pastor Press said. Give them the gift of goodbye. It might be hard, but you got to be consistent to run out that door. I don't care if they stand in front of the door. Eventually, when you get a chance, run out that door. Pastor Press, you want to jump in right there?
Yes, sir. Here's why I say it's important to ask these questions early. Because it is very difficult when you have see, we have to see that relationships are an investment of time. And why waste your time with someone that is not willing to make the same investment to the success of that relationship? And so if you don't ask these questions, you're just skipping down the road on a feel good. And then when the reality hits, now you've hit a bump in the road. You know, I've had some couples that have been enjoying themselves for weeks and months, and then all of a sudden, when a conflict or a difference of opinion arise, then the guy might be or the woman might be like, I'm noticing some things. Yeah, you're noticing some things. You're noticing that, we're not clones of each other. You know, there are things that are very, very different about me and my wife. There are just some things that but those foundational principles, they are the same.
Yes.
Those are the things that are constant. And so we have to. So that's why I said, when she asked me, what does disrespect look like to you? She wrote down those things are. So I gave her an idea of things that I feel disrespect me. When she gets angry with me, if she feels like she's getting ready to hit one of them notes, she will stop the conversation and say, you know what, we need to, right now, I feel like I'm getting ready to say something that I shouldn't say, or my tone is getting ready to change, and I know that disrespects you. So I think we should table a conversation right now. Either you need to go take a drive or I need to go take a drive, or we need to, you know, come back together later on. But right now, let's stop this before we get to a place of, you know, words you know that thing where they say sticks and stones hurt me, but words, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words never hurt. That's not true. Because some of the stuff that comes out your mouth, you think about it. Some of the worst abuse that people go through and have the hardest time overcoming are things, hurtful things that have been said to them. And so, and vice versa. When I got when she told me what does love look like for her, one of the things that she said that I wrote down was consistency in behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency in if you're gonna call me and you're gonna be in touch with me and that kind of thing like that, I want that on a regular basis. I want you to communicate with me. These things fall up under her umbrella of loving her. And so when I don't, that's why I said if I start doing something and all of a sudden I get mad with her, and now all of a sudden I'm not going to do it because I'm mad at her. I have just shown her an area of not loving her simply because my emotions are interrupting my consistency. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My commitment to her is my commitment to being consistent to what she needs, regardless of how I feel.
Come on now. Woo, well, I tell you, that's so strong. Your commitment to her is really trying to understand exactly what she needs. And the thing I want us to get to the point where we're about to close out the show. It's been awesome, but you know some things I want us to take away from here because it's so important. That's what this show is all about, a vessel to get the word out to you. You need to start, and I'm kind of following up and doing a summation of some of the things we covered tonight. And Pastor Pratt has said some outstanding things, and I'll start off with consistency. It doesn't matter what it is, you have to be consistent. Because I can tell you, on the negative side of that, if somebody is physically abusing you, they're going to be consistent about it.
That's right.
What you want somebody to be consistent, the consistency should come because they love you. The consistency should come in they respect you. That's what you want in a healthy relationship.
And the consistency of love needs to be coming from the heart. Not because you're trying to get something from somebody.
There you go. And too many times, we have people do that. You know, that old thing we talk about a lot of time, Pastor Pratt, when we talk about a young lady tell you, back with that Steve Harvey, 90 days, and they tell you, we're going to be closed, we're going to do that, but we're going to do it for 90 days. We'll be consistent for 90 days. But when that hour clock for the 91st day, if it ain't happening, consistency is out the window.
That's right.
And we have to make sure we focus on what consistent. In 90 days, and we've been able to communicate, like, I know what push your butt, something we talk about. I know and understand that you need respect. I need love. I'm speaking, a man need respect and a woman need love. We have to know that and talk about that from the beginning. And you have to ask the hard questions. In those 90 days from the beginning, you know, we talk about the levels, the tiers of a relationship. And one would be when you first meet them, they're your associate. That's fine. When I meet you, how you doing, Pastor Pratt? Hey, Brother Smith, how you doing? You know, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just meeting you. But if I'm curious, Pastor Pratt, what church you pastor of? I want to come and check your church. I'm just using that for example, people, that you have stepped out of the associate area and you get into the acquaintance because I'm finding out information. When you get into a relationship, now is truly, truly time to ask those questions because you'll find out if that person is meant for you. And if they can answer that question, simply answer that question like, this really bothers me. This is what disrespect looks to me. You know, and I'm going to say this, Pastor Pat, when we get ready to close it out, we got about 8-9 minutes. But in an argument, in a healthy argument or debate, I call, you'll be able to articulate, you'll be able to talk, you'll be able to share things with people. The one thing in a healthy debate you don't do, and we always say this, don't punch below the belt.
That's right.
The next thing is don't bring in the mamas. Don't talk about people's mamas. You're going to have a problem. So in life, you got to be able to know not that'll bother me if you, you know, if we're into a debate or in a discussion, this is where I feel disrespect. And once you say what makes you feel disrespect, makes you lose some of the things that you normally have an understanding of because I felt like that disrespected me, then I can go. And once I tell you, well, and the thing that Pastor Pratt and I'm going to touch on that, then we're going to move forward to closing. And he can share his final thoughts on it. Because she took out that, yeah, you know, everybody don't carry a pass anymore, they carry their phone. And she took out, if you take out your phone and write it down, and the first thing he going to say, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
It could be the same thing with love. When you ask her, you say, I know you need love, but what is love to you? What do love look
right.
like to you? See, that can be framed both ways.
That is exactly what I'm saying. It's got to be both ways.
Got to be both ways. And when you say that, what love looks like to you? And you take out your phone and write it down because once you put it in there, won't be. You can write it because we have these pens and so to write it down. But if you type it in, it'll be always. So when things come about, you can always put it out. You said this was love looks like to you. You know, this was respect looks like to you. Now we're holding people accountable. Pastor Pat,
right.
Pratt, you can jump in right now and share your final thoughts on that.
The final thought would be, after learning this information, marinate on this information with time. And by that I mean something my daddy used to say, and I probably shared this several times. Daddy used to say, people can only be phony but for so long.
Exactly.
Jump in. If once somebody, because sometimes people get information and they begin doing everything that you say that you like.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do is let some time. I think Tina Robinson always talks about the season of love, a year. You monitor behavior.
Yeah.
You watch behavior. Too often, you know, if we're lonely or we really want a relationship and everything is going, you know, real well and everything, but you've got to watch people over time. You've got to spend some time being able to observe each other. Pay attention to what they are being consistent about or what they're not being consistent about. And you only get that from watching people over time. So that's my final thought was pay attention to spend time observing the consistency of behavior.
Awesome. Pastor Pratt, I tell you, even when, like you say, you're never late. You ain't late for no party. I really thank you so much. You're coming strong. We appreciate it. And that's Pastor Eddie Pratt. We call Dr. Eddie Pratt. And he's a relationship strategist and relationship coach. Go to Facebook, go to Eddie Pratt, and that's Pratt. Make a request and find out more about his ministry through working on relationships. Because God gives everybody a ministry. We just have to know and recognize what we call purpose, what our purpose is. But make a request to him and see how he can work with you because you can see he offers some awesome dialogue about what we're talking about and what we're trying to share. We want to definitely give a shout out to those individuals that are joining us. I've been using this, and Instagram is, I'm getting better at Pastor Pratt. I'm able to click on this. They got question section. I'm doing so much, and we got one young lady on here that's joining us, and I'm going to tell her what she asked for. She really wanted to know what the next show is, and I always try to make sure the next show at 1 o'clock I'll be doing the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood at 1 o'clock on Thursday, and then on Thursday night, the Love Cafe will be aired at 6 o'clock. And we're going to talk some more about love and respect. So join us on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. And we got a young lady asking about this, and everybody else see her typing in, so make sure you join us. We have Mr. Walker 357 joining us. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. That's M. I'm looking hard. I'm going to get my glasses fixed here. It said Mr. Walker 357. We also have I.N. Glenn. Thank you so much. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have C. Renee Antoine joining us. And she's the one definitely want to know. We want you to join us again, C. Renee. We also have M. Dillon, 1874. Miss Reese underscore 2U. Mr. Bluefire underscore 1914, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, my brother. Natasha underscore A underscore Foster joining us as well. We have Hutchison Diane joining us on Instagram. Then on Facebook, we have Latte Pickett. Latte will give a definite shout out with her ministry, Inspired to Inspire. You can go to her Facebook page, Latte Pickett, and get more information by Inspired to Inspire. She inspired me. Thank you so much, Latte. We also want to give a shout out to our host, and she'll be joining us very soon, the Queen Ministress Shannon Lewis. Will be joining us soon. She's on the fourth Thursday, and she's going to get back with us. She says she's working on it, and she put down her love gift is, love language is gift. And then she said, money. Denise Stephanie, she joined us live. We're so glad to have her being able to join us live, and we want to give a shout out for her ministry, Behind the Mask Ministry, out of Berkeley, California. And we want to make sure you can go to Facebook under Denise Stephanie and you can get more information. Thank you so much, Denise, for joining us live. Sharon Preston, one of my former students down at McKenzie back in the 80s. We said, thank you, Sharon, down at McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much. Also joining us as I stroll down, and keep on strolling, Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol. She was the first one on tonight. We want to make sure we give her a shout out, and we're going to make sure we recognize and start sowing a seed with those people who are the first one on here. But we're going to have a mechanism put in place so you can be a part of it. So again, check us out on Thursday at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're going to focus on issues in the neighborhood block by block, and then the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Have an awesome rest of the night and pretty much until Thursday. We want to tell you we love you. We want you to say, you know, you can tell us you love us back. Give us a hug, we'll give you a hug. We want you to be responsible. We want you to understand one life matter. Keep on grinding, communicate for understand. And as we close out of here, you know, I want to play this song that's so important. It's something Pastor Pratt said, game changer. Have an awesome rest of the evening. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Good night.
I gotta question my love. I ain't never gonna let nothing come between us, my baby. you're not worth it, more than deserve it. Girl, when it comes down to love, you're a game changer. Girl, you changed the game for me. Trying to take down everything I would meet. Well, when you came along, baby girl, you changed it all. And stopped all my pain. I guess what I'm saying,